Now, reaction to President Obama's plan from some of the workers whose jobs hang in the balance. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports.
The city of Warren, Michigan, could be considered the epicenter of the crisis in the automobile industry. It's home to GM's main engineering center. And if you stand on the corner of 9 Mile and Mound Road, you can see three auto plants, two for Chrysler and one for GM. Across the street is a gas station where I caught up with some workers today to hear what they think of the president's latest plan.
Well, I think it's just a sign that there's a change and that there's a new day at General Motors.
Lam Mia works at the GM powertrain plant in Warren. He's more worried about his future than ever.
I got a couple more years to retire, and I guess there's some concern, you know, whether I'll be able to retire or with this plant or with General Motors still be alive.
Inside the gas station, a TV is tuned to CNN. At 11, the president comes on. Leonard Barron, who works at the Chrysler stamping plant across the street, looks up at the screen and says he's not sure the president's task force really gets the auto industry.
I think that it's a different standard for the automobile industry as opposed to the Wall Street banking industry. But it seemed to be a bit harsh to have a 30-day window to complete everything or no money, no bailout money.
Another big sticking point for a lot of people is the forced resignation of GM CEO Rick Wagoner. That move doesn't sit well with Darren Becton. He works for a trucking company that transports vehicles fresh off the assembly line.
I never heard of a government telling a business, your CEO has to leave. Are you taking over GM?
Becton doesn't believe Wagoner was the problem. He says the problem is people don't have the money to buy GM cars, and putting more people out of work won't help that, even if it means a recovery years down the road.
That's what he's saying. I heard that a lot of times. It's going to take time, and we have to be patient. But it's easy for him and everyone in Washington to say, be patient. They're not sitting out here losing their homes and can't get credit.
Becton doesn't work directly for GM or Chrysler, but he has been affected by their problems. He's been laid off for 7 weeks already this year because there weren't enough new cars to transport around. His pay has been cut 15%. Another 15% cut is on the way. Becton says he does believe things will get better someday. But he says the optimism he had when Mr. Obama was elected last year has faded as the car industry has suffered. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
¶¶